This story is read by Lillian Stewart, great-granddaughter of Sergeant James Foy Robertson, Military Medal, Service Number 34033 of the 3rd Battalion, the Black Watch. James Foy Robertson was born on the 4th of February 1881 at 74 Pomerium Street, Perth. The Scone Roll of Honour incorrectly gives his date of birth as 1884. He was the son of Ebenezer and Janet Robertson, who had married in February 1867 at Perth. He had two older sisters, Janet and Jane, and his father was a wagon fitter. Records suggest that James enlisted into the army for a short service. He served a total of 6 years before he was transferred to the reserves on the 25th of February 1905 and finally discharged on the 25th of February 1910. He served in South Africa for 3 years from 1899 to 1902. He was awarded the Queen's South Africa Medal with Transvaal clasp and the King's South Africa Medal with 1901 and 1902 clasps. By 1911, James was married and living at Honey Hill, which was a cottage on the Scone Estates, with his wife Elizabeth and their two sons, James and Daniel. James and Elizabeth had married for 4 years and he was employed as a forester. James's son Daniel had a daughter, Margaret, and she has confirmed that her grandparents had two more children, Isabella and Robert. James attested at the Queen's Barracks, Perth, on the 1st of October 1914. At the age of 34, he was too old to enlist into the regular battalions, so he was posted to the 3rd Special Reserve Battalion, Black Watch. The 3rd Battalion had been mobilised at Perth on the 8th of August 1914 and sent to Nig Roshar for the defence of the North Sutter Fort. James reported for duty on the 2nd of October 1914. Over the following months, large drafts of ex-soldiers like James continued to arrive from Perth. James's medal card shows his first overseas posting was on the 1st of December 1914. There is no specific mention of this date in the regiment's history, but it is recorded that between the 16th of November and the 3rd of December 1914, 280 reinforcements were sent from Perth to France to join the 1st Battalion. The Scone Roll of Honour records that James returned to France in 1917. It is possible he may have been injured and was sent home to recover. His picture shows he is wearing hospital blues. In the early years of the Great War, the need to ensure that convalescing soldiers had a uniform they could wear in public became quite important. If they stepped out in civilian clothes, there was always the risk they might attract the attention of zealous patriots who went round handing out white feathers to men not in uniform, who they suspected were not doing their bit for king and country. The uniform was worn with pride as it showed that not only was the man in the armed services, he had served overseas and been wounded. By the 25th of January 1918, James was a corporal. He was gazetted for receiving the military medal. However, specific details of the award could not be found. Sometime during 1918, he was promoted to sergeant, and by October of that year, he was serving in Ireland, again with the 3rd Battalion. Following the 1916 Easter Rising, it was decided to relieve all Irish battalions, so half the 3rd Battalion, the Black Watch, moved to the Curragh and were quartered in Rath Camp. James Foy Robertson was killed on the 10th of October 1918. He was returning home on leave bound for Holyhead aboard RMS Leinster when the ship was torpedoed and sunk by the German submarine UB-123. James died with over 500 passengers. He is buried at Grange Goram Military Cemetery, Dublin. The cemetery was opened in 1876 and was used for the burial of British service personnel and their near relatives. James was 37 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.